AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for us to welcome Chad Hansen into the studio for the Corporate Farmer Program.
Yeah.
Chad, how are you?
Good. I can't complain with the sun out and, you know, it seems like all the wildlife coming out, the robins, and isn't that, people always say that's the first sign of spring, right? I looked out the window this morning getting ready and I saw probably about 10 turkeys and one all fanned out. That, to me, that's more like the first sign of spring, I guess, as a hunter. I kind of look for that more than I probably look for the robins. But either way, regardless of what your measurement is, man, it feels like it's here. And even looking at the forecast here for the next couple of weeks,
yeah,
might be one of those things we've been asking for a while. Early spring for the hunters, for the golfers, and hopefully for the farmers, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I know this year, as much as many notes as we put into the weather, people, we need a better break this year than yeah. we got last. Last year just wasn't fair for the farmers. That was Mother Nature shot them a bad deal mm-hmm. last year. Too much rain, and it just dragged on and on.
Right. So, I mean, I guess we're all hoping for a little milder and, warmer temperatures and all that stuff so that they can get out there and get started and, get that whole process kicked off with a bang, and right now it looks favorable for that. So we'll keep fingers crossed, and maybe we'll get lucky for once.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some farmers from Osage and over by West Hancock and St. Ansgar, and they've been heading down or going to be going down to the state tournament in Des Moines, and they'll be driving by saying, I wish our farm looked like this, because you don't have to go too far south, and you run out of the snow.
No, even just, get 10 miles south of town here, and it really starts to change in a hurry. And like you said, I mean, we all know that you go to Des Moines, and it's about, seems like 10 degrees warmer, and hit that border and into Missouri, and, maybe another 15 or better. I know they were talking possibility of 70 degrees. Well, that almost seems like time to get the clubs out for me. How about you?
I was gonna say I could go for a game of catch for sure. Yeah. That kind of stuff, that's my mm-hmm. kind of weather. But yeah, it is very, very nice. And so March does that to us. It brings us right. It gives us that little thought that we're getting ready. And speaking of getting ready, I know this is a ready, set, go time for you guys at Corporate Farmer.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking about this morning, and, yesterday was kind of the March 1st deadline, even though it was the 2nd, obviously, but with the 1st falling on Sunday, give us an extra day. And, for me, it's almost like, I don't know about you, but when I was in middle school, we had to run the mile, do that test every year. And, it's almost like you got that first lap down, and you think only three or four to go, depending. I guess back in my day, the track wasn't quite as big, so it was four more laps yet to go. And that's how it is kind of this time of the year. You get through that first lap, and now, we've got the March 15th coming up with a lot of S corporations, partnerships, all those kinds of things. And then, as soon as you get done with that second lap, then you still got a few more left and better have something in the tank because still got that April 15th deadline. So, that's kind of the mentality, I guess, that we try and take, and you just keep pushing on.
Yeah, and I think that mentality right there, keep pushing on, it's kind of what the farmers have to do right now, isn't it? Because, there's so many things happening beyond their control, not only in the state, in the country, around the world. Mm-hmm. It's beyond their control. Their focus is, I have so many acres, and I'm going to plant it. And so they've got things in line that they've got to get ready to go with. And they lean on a guy like you, a Corporate Farmer, and your staff to make sure that everything's falling together as far as, taxes and so forth.
What you're trying to do, and I mean, you just make me smile because it's almost like last week, with the stock market, And obviously, corn and beans had a similar result last week. And, obviously, that was a big topic for for a lot of clients that were in getting their taxes done. And, you know, I had some friends that called me, like, in a panic, like, did you sell your stocks? Did you do, you know, all this kind of stuff? I got, you know, my son that kind of got started on. We talked about that a little bit a couple weeks ago. And, you know, he's texting me, you know, Dad, my stocks are down, you know. And it's like, you know, kind of that whole panic, like, you know, what do you do? What do you, you know, and those things that are kind of outside of your control. And I mean, that's where we get back to sticking with the plan there. You know, I said, I'm not one to just pull the trigger if I'm in things that I want to be in and I feel good about the investments that I'm in. We're going to stick the course and weigh it out. And I had a few clients even that, you know, touch base with me at the end of the week and just said, hey, I think this thing's really, you know, probably getting close to the bottom. I'm thinking about throwing some more money in the stocks and stuff like that. What do you think? And, you know, so, I mean, that kind of tells you the resilience of our farmers to say, you know, we probably got beat up pretty good here for a week, but, you know, that means that there's opportunities. And I think, you know, that's the thing that over and over again that I see people that are successful, whether, you know, a basketball team. I mean, people talk about, I remember as a kid, Michael Jordan making all those last second shots. And then, you know, we'll see something, you know, on the news or in today's day and age on Facebook or Twitter or something like that, where it's like, you know, somebody counts up the number of times that they missed at the end of games too. And we never kind of think about those. Well, I mean, that's the resilience of a champion is, you know, picking yourself back up when, you know, you get kind of that gut punch and you know, being able to stick it out and stick to, you know, what you're there to accomplish. And I think, you know, that's what you got to do, you know, as a farmer is you're going to have those days that, you know, maybe it's the weather that just doesn't seem like it wants to cooperate. Maybe it's all this crap that's going on overseas that really has done a number to the commodity markets. But, you know, where there's things like that happen in the world, there's opportunities, and I think that the successful people are able to, you know, kind of find those opportunities and make the most of them.
Yeah, I really do. You never want to make that last shot unless you take that
right.
last shot. You got to mm-hmm. do it. You got to take it.
You got to have that confidence.
You
right?
do. You got to yep. be. You got to be confident. And you're confident in your business. You're mm-hmm. confident with your clients. I'm confident as a broadcaster in what we do. I mean, you have to be confident in what you do, and I know your farmers
right.
are.
And that confidence comes from hard work, right?
I mean,
it's going out there and putting in the practice and doing the things that nobody else really wants to do when they're out having fun and on vacation and doing all those things that we all wish that we could do, you know, 7 days a week. You know, our farmers are out there doing the dirty work, you know, slopping around and, you know, weather like this where they, you know, are calving and, you know, it's not fun, but somebody's got to get out there and do it because nobody else is going to show up at your door and do it for you. You know, those are the people that become successful, and it isn't like, you know, something that you just do one day, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it's something you do every day of your life, and, you know, sooner or later when you keep doing the right things, then, you know, good things happen to you. And so, you know, to me, that those are the things that I go back to, those fundamentals. You know, it's no different than a shooter that, you know, gets down there. I know Clear Lake, you know, started off a little cold from the outside last night. Girls couldn't make a three-pointer to save their life. And, you know, when that happens, you get down to the fundamentals, right? You know, you try and get some inside shots, play some defense, do those little things, and sooner or later, guess what happens? That confidence starts to come out, and you start knocking down those shots, and you pull away. And, you know, that was great to see,
right.
you know, them get their first win down at state. And, you know, as somebody from, you know, northern Iowa, you know, we're out there cheering for them, and so hopefully they can kind of continue that.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of neat to see those kinds of things, and you see that in, obviously, in business, too. You see those little successes growing to big successes, and, yeah, you're seeing that this time of year, obviously. Here we are at this end of March now, and you talk about, you know, a deadline, March 1st mm-hmm. deadline. I know there are other things coming up mm-hmm. and so forth. Yeah, I said the countdown's on right now as you guys get going in this busy time. What does that really mean right now for you guys, Chad?
It means so many different things. Obviously, there's you know, that probably bullseye that you kind of circle where, like I said, with some partnership and subchapter S returns and stuff like that are due here March 15th. Obviously, the crop insurance deadline, too, coming up. And I know a lot of people have been kind of trying to look for some advice when it comes to signing up for the government programs, you know, with a couple different choices and maybe a little bit different decision than what we've had in the past, you know, what is the right direction to go. So, you know, I say deadlines, but there's always things that are going on like that. And, you know, that's probably the thing that's the most enjoyable and rewarding is, you know, for our clients, they have so many of those different things going on in their, you know, financial worlds. And, you know, they turn to us because, you know, they don't really know of somebody else that they're really confident in to help give them that direction. And those are the many hats we talk about, taxes and bookkeeping and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's more of those managerial type decisions and things.
Oh, yeah.
That I think that people look for help for. I mean, I had, you know, a client over west that, you know, just he's been kind of tugging both ways about whether it's time to retire or not and having really struggling, I think, with it, you know, for a guy that's farmed for, you know, 50 plus years at this point in time. Sometimes it makes it tough to just be done and, you know, looking at should I schedule that that sale and, you know, for this fall on the equipment. And he kind of struggled with that a little bit last year and decided, nah, I'm going to do it one more year. And now, you know, kind of back in that same situation, you know. And so we talk about some of those things and, you know, give him some kind of financial idea of what it's going to do as far as taxes if he does have a sale and maybe what some options are there, you know, to help lower the tax liability. But at the end of the day, it's looking for advice on, you know, what's right for me, Chad. What do you think is going to make me happy? And I think that sometimes we try and get too analytical in things and try and convince ourselves that it's time to do something. But, you know, a lot of times it's really the emotional part of it that is the biggest struggle for, you know, especially somebody that's been their way of life for as long as they can remember. And, you know, and I think that that's probably more of where you got to be there to support them, to help understand what they're going through. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of their worth in life, right? I'm a farmer. That's all I've ever been is a farmer. And I don't know what I'm going to be if I'm not farming next year. And so, you know, I think that that's one thing that's a little bit more unique in that what we provide sometimes is a little more support than just banging out some numbers or telling them what their tax liability is or helping them with their bookkeeping. You know, it's dealing with some of those emotional roller coasters that, like you talk about, that they go on this time of the year as they get ready for spring and deal with the weather and all those other things that are outside of their control. And, you know, for me, I guess I enjoy the relationship side of things. So that's something that's been rewarding for me over the years.
Yeah, I get, you know, you're going through that story and I'm thinking in my own mind, I'm thinking, yeah, I could see where that would be tough for a farmer that has done, that's all he's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see him saying, you know, I'm going to put this all for sale, and then I'm going to do what? Yeah, and I mean, that's hard to do.
The average person looks at somebody like that and says, "This guy just can't make a decision, right?" I mean, they think, you know, what? I mean, it's black and white. You're
no,
either going to retire or you're
stuff.
Not. Oh. But I mean, yeah, when it is who you are, I mean, retiring isn't just saying I'm going to, you know, live on Easy Street the rest of my life. It's like I said, it's losing a part of you. And so that's something that you see many farmers struggle with. And, I mean, probably all of us can think of some people that we know that are in their 80s or 90s and they're still farming. And we wonder, why does he do it every day? What incentive does he really have? He's got everything. He's got money. He's got everything he could ever want. And it isn't about that. It's about giving up who they are. And you know, so, you know, for some of them, they're not ready to cross that bridge, whether it's 80, 90, maybe even 100 years old. They're going to do it as long as they possibly can.
They want some dirt under the nails. That's what it is.
what gets them up in the morning. It isn't that coffee. It's the, just the smell of the dirt and getting out there in the fresh air and doing what they've always done.
Yeah, and they don't have to do all of the work at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of these guys that I know anyway have done through the years, and that's where family members come along and they kind of pick up some of that and so forth. Well, that's a great part about Corporate Farmer, where you start working with them and take some of the headaches away of trying to do books and all of the other things that go with it, and let them be a farmer.
Right. Do the things that they enjoy.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Go do this. We'll guide you through some of the other things, and that's a neat part about it,
mm-hmm.
man.
So if you're out there listening and you're tired of book work, probably an easy
give
call,
Chad,
right?
Give Chad something to do.
Yeah, keep me busy, I guess.
Yeah, Chad and his staff. They don't have enough going on right now. They could use some more book work. No, it's, well, you guys love it. That's what you do.
Yeah.
How do they reach you to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, best thing is to just give us a call at 800-472-6931 or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Pretty good stuff. Thanks, Chad.
Yep. Thank you, Tim.
Chad Anson with us on AM 1300 KGLO.